This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation on The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's another hour of The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can go and check us out for even, well, anytime you want. That's the cool thing about it is it's 24/7 when you go there. I want to talk about the president's Asia trip, which is looking, I mean, talk about successful. Wow. I mean, Donald Trump has gotten Japan, which, by the way, the Japanese economy is doing really well. People don't realize this. It's growing. It's grown. In the first quarter of Donald Trump's presidency, the Japanese economy grew faster than it did in 7 years. Now, for those who say, oh, well, that's Barack Obama. Well, what's he got to do with it? It's a Japanese economy. It's being pulled through because of the pull-through of America's economy that has grown under President Trump. Yeah, take that, Barbara Streisand. You know, stupid leftists, they don't want to admit they're wrong. They're going to look for any excuse to give Barack Obama credit for the economy. Let them fish away, guys. Go for it. Woohoo! You know, Strongjay, do your thing. The fact of the matter is Donald Trump's a rock star. They don't want to admit it because by admitting that, they have to admit that you are smarter than they. They don't like that. That's why they hate you. They hate you for getting it right. You invalidate them. And it's common sense. You know, think about it. They chose an incompetent black guy who had never done anything meaningful in his life, except, unless you want to call run for political office something meaningful. Donald Trump said, you know what I'll do? He says, I will become a success, and if I feel like I've done enough in my life, I'll give back some public service. That's what he did. I remember they laughed at Donald Trump his first, few months in office. They said, his market cap has gone down by $1 billion. And the left are like, look at him, he's losing money. And they're laughing because this man sacrificed. If Barack Obama had lost money when he got elected, they would have been giving him awards. Let's make it up for him. Let's do a, what they call it, these things where they get money for you. You know, these, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, but that's what they would be doing. If Barack Obama lost money, we can't let our president lose any money. We're going to go out and do a fund me, a GoFundMe, and help President Obama and his family keep their money. That's what they would do. Donald Trump loses $1 billion. Ah, look at him. He lost $1 billion. Yeah, look at him. Well, wait a minute. That's kind of what the founding fathers figured. If you came to do public service, you shouldn't enrich yourself. So in other words, Donald Trump has done it better than anybody. Can you imagine if Barack Obama was losing a fortune? The discussions we would have been having at the time. They ridiculed Trump. Ha ha ha, hope he goes broke. A guy that donates his salary, gives it back to the government. Divested himself of all abilities for impropriety, knowing that these guys are going to be looking at him through a microscope, man, an electron microscope they'll use to look at Donald Trump's finances. If he made a nickel off the government, they'd be, oh, look at him, he made a nickel. Somebody needs to impeach him. He made a nickel. And then what's he do? He goes to Saudi Arabia. He gets a $350 billion deal. He starts working on trade. Says, no. You know what? He goes, I've been blaming the wrong person. I've been blaming China and all these other countries. I should be blaming the various people, the politicians, the rhinos and the Democrats who allowed these trade deals, who allowed America to be taken advantage of. I'm not blaming China anymore. I'm not blaming Canada. I'm not blaming Mexico. I'm blaming these bureaucrats who took advantage of you. Good for him. Smart move, Donald Trump. Then he goes over to Asia, and I heard he's got a $250 billion deal in his pocket to bring back probably some order from the Chinese so that they can, you know, work on the imbalance of trade. Or it's probably a combination of China and Japan. two big trade partners. We have an almost $70 billion trade deficit with Japan, and we have a $347 billion trade deficit with China, our largest. Japan's number two in deficit, number four in overall trade. So here's Donald Trump going over there, knocking them dead, working with South Korea, working to get those guys, you know, and putting it all together, you know, piecing it all together like a puzzle so they can get after North Korea. Think about where he went. China, Japan, North Korea. Now he's headed to the Philippines. And he may be there. He's in the Philippines, in fact. Or maybe he's left there, too. I don't know. But I know he's doing the Philippines as well. He met with Putin in Vietnam. He was in Vietnam. Vietnam's coming on board. Everybody's going to start doing business with America and vice versa, because building this economy builds a bigger pie. See, Trump understands that. Everybody thinks it's a finite-sized pie. It isn't. The U.S. economy has grown over $5 trillion under Donald Trump. That's why we don't need quantitative easing anymore. We are actually growing our economy. More people working means more people need things like houses and cars and consumer electronics and clothes and food. And that engine just keeps on going. And see, unlike most countries where we bring on population, we bring on productive citizens. Citizens who work and citizens who go out and spend. That's why our economy is so robust. That's why it's outpacing China. I'm just saying. This is brilliance we're watching, and the left hate it because you saw it. You saw it. I tell the early adopters of Trump, congratulations to you for seeing something nobody else saw. Now, that being said, I didn't make a decision because I waited like I was supposed to until the gladiator who came out of the gladiator pit, who happened to be Donald Trump. That's what I waited on. But that, being honest with you, Trump was not my first choice. I was not an early adopter. But in my defense, I wasn't evaluating him in that mode. I was only evaluating likelihood of winning and, you know, a combination of things. And in my evaluation, Trump was probably my number three candidate. Now, when it all shook out, I said this. I don't think there was any other candidate that could have beaten the left. Anyway, lots to talk about today. China calls President Trump Uncle Donald and Donald the Strong. I love that. These are guys that have respect for this man. I don't know what they call Barack Obama, but I don't think it had any connotations to strength. They might call him Barack the Baby, Barack the Whiner. Who knows?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, I love the reception that President Trump got. They showed a graphic of how many people met President Trump on the tarmac and off the red carpet, and how many people met Barack Obama. It was embarrassing to see what the reception was for Obama. Embarrassing. It really was. But then, you know what really warmed my heart? When President Putin and President Trump finally met, shook hands. He says, President came out and says, "Look, Russia says he didn't have anything to do with it, Putin." That's what he's going to say. He's not committal. President didn't say, "I believe him," or he just said, "Hey, he's going to say what he needs to say." But I don't think Donald Trump believes Russia tried to influence the election negatively. I think what Donald Trump was trying to do is he's negotiating and he's looking at what am I going to have to get out of Putin later. Let's make this initial meeting a good meeting. And here's what I like about it. It finally connects Donald Trump to the Russians. There's no more, here's what he's trying to do. He's trying to backdoor communications. All that. No, that was right in your face. He met with the Russians. He met with Putin. They had a conversation. And we can normalize relations with Russia. That doesn't mean they're going to be our BFFs. They're not going to be our best friends for life, but they are somebody we need to be talking to. I looked at the size of the Russian economy. We could squash them. We could make things so difficult on Russia, it would make your head spin. Don't you think Donald Trump knows that? Barack Obama didn't know how to deal with Russia. When Russia went into Crimea, it was like Barack Obama said, Crimea River. He could do nothing. All he did was tough talk, like the Syrian red line.
Well, you know, we got this red line. You cross the red line. I mean, you know, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to talk. I'm going to tell people, you know, how tough I am, and then we'll see what happens.
He did nothing. The red line came and it went. And there you have it. But President Trump met with Russia. You can bet those conversations were loaded with innuendo. Loaded with things about, you know, between the friendships that we currently have with China, Japan. By the way, the biggest thing that Russia exports is their oil into Europe, mostly Eastern Europe. But so that's their threat. That could easily be disrupted. The only reason Donald Trump wouldn't throw Russia into chaos is because the Russians would then have to rely on the black market. They'd have to rely on nuclear, you know, selling nuclear material, which we now know they control 20% of ours. So that's not a good thing necessarily. There you have it. But I love that he met with Putin, and he can say now, look, now Donald Trump can start building his own relationship with Russia, which is going to be better than anything we had with Barack Obama. And we can start dealing with them in whatever way we need to. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's not for me to determine. It's not for you to determine. But what we have to trust is in the leadership that we put into place to do the right thing. We did not have that in the previous administration. Leftists don't want to admit it, but it's true. Barack Obama was in way above his head. He went in and you've met these people. I know you know them. They feel like they are, they want to be involved. Here's where I liken it. I liken it to when I was a kid and the adults would be talking in the other room. And I'd sneak in, not sneak in, but I'd kind of come in. I'd listen to the conversation. And then I'd say something. And I wanted it to be profound. But it wasn't. And the adults would look at me like, you know, nice try. But you need to get out of here. You're a kid. And sometimes my uncles might say, Kevin, this is an adult conversation. Meaning, you just said something stupid. That's the way Barack Obama, honestly, that's the way he approached foreign policy. He was a kid walking into the room, given enough information to be dangerous, and then he'd say something stupid. But because he's a leftist, and he was graded on the affirmative action plan, people would go, oh, he's so profound. He's so profound. He's amazing. It's amazing he can talk, and he can talk with clarity and in complex sentences and occasionally make sense. It's ridiculous. Anyway, however you view him, and I know there are some people that want to hold on to the vestige of, you know, great Barack Obama. However you view him, Donald Trump every single day makes you understand how bad. I mean, you can't see a bigger difference between two people going to do something and what they accomplished in Barack Obama and Donald Trump. You can't see it. I mean, it's just too big. You can't get it into one frame like a photographer. Ugh. Talked earlier about Roy Moore. If he wins, he proves D.C. nor the media control the narrative any longer. Dangerous spot for the media. Dangerous spot for leftists. Roy Moore. Democrat operatives trying to bring him down. The more we learn about these women that went after Roy Moore, the less respect I have for Democrats in general. I mean, and quite frankly, it's beyond a lack of respect. These people are criminal. They need to be put in prison. Why have we not done this? Anyway, we talked earlier about Roy. You can go check out the podcast if you want to see what we had to say about him. Here's another thing I found interesting. No more ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear about this? when they make announcements in various places, ladies and gentlemen, no more. We've now become so politically correct that we can no longer say ladies and gentlemen because it's offensive. There's yet another state somewhere, I forget where it is, that recognizes a third gender. I don't know what that is. Is your gender, no gender? Or is your gender, both genders? I don't understand. I understand the latter, because there are people, hermaphrodites, born with both parts. But even they have an idea of what they are. So, for example, I'm not going to get too graphic, but if you have a female hermaphrodite that's got male genitalia, she will develop breast, and also a good example, Jamie Lee Curtis. She's a hermaphrodite. I didn't know. I mean, I learned this years ago, but Jamie Lee Curtis. I don't know if you saw Trading Places. Whoa, she looks good. So when they did the surgery and got rid of the other set of stuff, which theoretically develop inside versus outside, that's all it was. But Jamie Lee's all woman. You get what I'm saying? So you kind of know which direction they're going to go. So you take them that direction, and that's that. Now we got to make a decision early on and all these other things. And it's squirrely out there. It's a crazy world. That's all I can say. Anyway, no more ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what they're going to say. We'll figure it out. We got a lot more to talk about. I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Show, back in just a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love pointing out when things change. These subtle rifts in the universe, particularly the universe of the leftists, where things just suddenly you go, uh-oh, something's wrong here. Jennifer Garner coming out saying, let's give Donald Trump a chance. George Clooney's wife having to admit that Barack Obama was horrible on human rights and sex trafficking of women. That's just a couple of examples. Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad, saying anybody that would go against the president, F you. This is a guy who was anti-Trump, pro-Hillary, campaigned, said Trump was a reckless, irresponsible idiot. And suddenly, he's backtracking. Why? What happened? Those are the stories we want to dig deeper into. I want to know, why are these people changing their minds? Now look, there's all this evidence around you to show you what's happening inside of the left. We look at it and we go, oh, this Weinstein thing. Kevin, what's the deal? Oh, that's just related to Weinstein. No, it isn't. That's in a rift through the universe of leftists. Utopia, you know, had a big earthquake. The realization that the war on women is being created from within the left. The realization that Harvey Weinstein's not the only one. The realization of people that have been given awards, that people love and trust, have stood up there and talked about how great the man was. He's God, said, what's her name, Meryl Streep? The same woman who cheered and stood for Roman Polanski, who gave a young 13-year-old girl Quaaludes and raped her. These are the people that have to come to grips with what's going on in their community. This isn't just Hollywood either, folks. We're talking about people that are friendly with the Democrats. President, you know, First Lady, Michelle Obama saying, Harvey, we could have done it without Harvey Weinstein, and the Weinsteins appearing with the Clintons at multiple engagements, making films that were pro-leftist, anti-Trump, anti-American, anti-military, anti-capitalist, anti-Catholic Church, you name it. And suddenly they got a rift. You know what you got? You got bragging rights. I told you. I knew exactly what you people were. Blah, 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 blah. You have told them. And they would, I don't want to hear you. What do you know? I know what I know. So now we get to blast them. They hate it. These are signs, folks. Kevin Spacey comes out. House of Cards. Go look at House of Cards. You see Kevin Spacey talking about the Clintons. He's excoriating the leftists, and he's one of them. Putting it in plain sight. Look at what these people create. Look at what Hollywood creates. You know what you see? You see Chicago PD. You see
Gotham. You see all these shows about big cities and their problems. And then there's Middle America, Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons. It's not like watching Rich Housewives, is it? Of L.A. or New York or D.C. or the Potomac or whatever. No, the Waltons is wholesome. All these things that represent Middle America, wholesome. Go look at Chicago PD. Go look at Law and Order, based out of New York. Go look at NCIS. Where do they have them? Do they do NCIS in Patuxent? No. It's L.A., it's New York, it's, you know, Baltimore, it's some big city. It's tough to make, you know, some scandalous thing in Middle America. They try. Oh, she's a pot grower and, you know, whatever, meth did this or that. No, it all goes back to the big cities. All these problems get sucked back into the vortex of leftism. Leftists hate it, too. So we see it. It's the ugly underbelly came through WikiLeaks. It came through Hillary Clinton's emails. We've watched the most, some of the most amazing crime that's happened in our lifetime happened right under our noses with the Clinton family. It's leading back up to the Obamas. You name it. These guys are scurrilous, and it's all the people in between. And it's all being run because of big money. They want that money, because with that money comes power. And let me tell you, folks, I go to New York. You know what I do? I go eat at a restaurant, and I go, holy cow, every single time. It doesn't matter if I go to a you know, a little rinky-dink joint somewhere. I leave there going, holy cow, I could have eaten at a third the price where I live. I feel bad sometimes because I'm just constantly complaining. Holy cow. Oh, wow. Ooh, Lord, look at here. You know, and I take it personally. And here's the thing. I don't have somebody's money. The money's mine. But even if I want an expense account, I'd still be going, holy cow. The cost to go there, it's crazy. Fox is like, hey, Kev, we want you to come up and do some hits on, you know, these shows. But, you know, we got your travel and all that. I'm like, okay, great. Well, who's going to cover the $5,000 I got to spend in meals over 2 days? It's crazy. Anyway, I want to talk to you about we are seeing what's going on with the left. There's a shift that's happening. And I've explained a little bit of it, but I want to play this clip from Saturday Night Live. I'll let you hear it. It doesn't do as well without the visual, but you'll get it, and then we'll talk about it.
And now a message from the Democratic National Committee.
This Tuesday, Americans went to the polls.
And they told President Trump, we don't like what you're doing at all, sir.
And now one thing is clear. We're back, baby. The Dems are back. Estamos de vuelta.
This confidence since the day before Trump won.
You love our fresh new ideas delivered by fresh new faces like me, Nancy Pelosi, and me, Dianne Feinstein,
and me, Chuck Schumer.
Y yo soy Tim Kaine.
And I'm team player Donna Brazile.
And we also have some great new leaders waiting in the wings, like hot young thing Elizabeth Warren. And also, that's right,
it's Biden time.
And I'm still around, too.
And together, we're going to end the spirit of divisiveness in this country by focusing on how we won the governor's races in 2 of the 10 states we care about. And we learned our lesson from the last election. We can't just appeal to coastal elites. We need mouth breathers from Wisconsin and window lickers from Ohio as well. And we know that what Americans really care about is jobs. Jobs like smuggling immigrants across the border and converting Confederate monuments into statues of prominent lesbian poets.
And we're really going to listen to people if they don't say what's politically correct. Like these comics out there who think it's okay to make jokes about concentration camps. That guy should rot in hell.
The Dems are back. And we won't stop now because we need another path for our country.
Another vision for America. another chance for me, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just one more chance. And maybe one more chance after that.
I thought she was dead.
We need bold leadership.
And new blood. I think the Hillary idea could still work.
This is our time.
Our time.
Your soy team king.
And just wait till Bernie transfers his base of passionate millennial voters over to a new leader.
No, if you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. Pass.
Oh, watch out, America. Because the Dems are back. We're back.
We're back, baby.
Without us, Senor Trump.
Because the Dems are back.
I will destroy all of this.
This ad was paid for by Mark Cuban from the Republican Party.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, needless to say, SNL, Saturday Night Live, that's a big sign of a big change that's happening. And unfortunately, we're going to have to cover it in two segments, but because I want to talk quite a bit about this. But remember when the media and Hollywood actually tried to fix the election from the fake news of CNN to the silly antics of Saturday Night Live? That, to me, is worse than anything that we've talked about doing. You know, with the Russians and all that. It's worse. Because it's one thing for the media. They say, oh, we're going to tie you to Russia and all that. Okay, I get it. But we have people that come on TV every week, and without any balance of thought, they just get to go rank on, in the case of Donald Trump, they rank on well, he became the candidate, but even before that, they ranked on him a little bit. After he became the candidate, it really got bad. So that's what we had. Saturday Night Live doing, in my opinion, worse than the media, because people pay attention to that. That tongue-in-cheek comedy is the way people really get ingrained to concepts. And the left do a great job of that. So I want to focus on that when we come back. Short break.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson talking about Saturday Night Live mocking the Democrats. Mocking the Democrats. I played a clip. They talked about fresh faces, fresh ideas, fresh faces, as they showed Weinstein, Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Fresh ideas, new leaders, they said. Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. They talked about, we're going to cure the divisiveness. Saturday Night Live even knows that the divisiveness comes from the left. And all this is predicated on the fact that the Democrats won two governor's races, and now they're like, woo, look at us, we're a big deal, we're coming back. Two governor's races they were supposed to win, and they're back. Then they went on to mock them for saying, yeah, the Democrats have great ideas. Transporting illegals is a new way to do jobs. Converting Confederate monuments into monuments honoring lesbian poets is a new one. And also political correctness. They mock that. Folks, these are signs. Signs that things are changing. I don't know to what. Alec Baldwin built a second career on Saturday Night Live with his lame butt version of candidate Donald Trump. And regardless of the hack act that he did, the fact that Trump got elected president negated any notion of the Dems' actual enjoyment of Alec Baldwin's act. How can you enjoy the act of a guy who you think is never going to be president, and suddenly he's president, and you got to eat crow? Love it. But week after week, SNL attempted to lampoon the president and baited him into rants, and it didn't work. He would say things like, Alec Baldwin, geez, Saturday Night Live's, you know, that's the best you can do. No, not funny anymore. Donald Trump can laugh at himself. If you want to tell a joke about Trump that makes him laugh, he'll laugh. You can tell he's not a guy that's easily amused. But if you want to do something where he legitimately is doing, you know, you want to make fun, I think the guy would have a hearty laugh. That would be my goal, is to make the dude laugh. And generally, let me just say this. When Hollywood goes after you the way they've done President Trump, you're doomed. Doesn't matter what you try to do with your president. George Bush. Look at Bush. I mean, he is a terrible president. But I'm saying, if Bush were performing like Trump today, he would crash and burn. Because they would lampoon him, and he would allow them to buy into it. He wouldn't fight back. He'd try to supposedly take the high road. We've learned of Bush that the high road is not exactly as high as he'd like it to be. But he couldn't handle it. So we've got a president now who fights back. And another problem that Hollywood has is we've exposed them. The land of look the other way on Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and many more to come has now lost its credibility. See, the old Hollywood could say something and people would be like, oh, you know, they're stars. We must listen. No. What you see now is, it's probably a dude that's going to be in jail in a week for running a pedophile ring. So now, in order to survive, the left is apparently having to make a shift. And I understand the left quite well. You know that in order for them to have made that clip of Saturday, what we just played on in the previous segment, in order for them to have done that, there has to be a shift in a paradigm somewhere. The Daily Beast reported, SNL shifted its attack this week. For all the times Donald Trump has criticized Saturday Night Live for being biased against him, he's probably going to have to love the political commercial parody that aired this week. We're back, baby. Cecily Strong's Dianne Feinstein declared in the ad, which also included such elderly party members as congressional leaders Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and team player, in quotes, Donna Brazile. Instead of just focusing on coastal elites, they promised to appeal to mouth breathers in places like Wisconsin. For those of you who didn't catch that, didn't understand what a mouth breather was when we played the clip earlier, well, that's a stupid person. Think about how you're like breathing through your mouth, you know, dummy. So even when they're mocking the Democrats, they managed to get in a slam to the people of Wisconsin. I think they called them mouth breathers. And then they called the people of Ohio window lickers. So they can't just let you get away with it. Pure and simple. They got to get you a little bit. But regardless, they still attack the Democrats. I put a tweet out about President Trump, and I said this. President Obama, it was something along the lines of this. I'm not exactly sure, but it was something along the lines of, President Obama sure knew how to act presidential. President Trump knows how to perform presidential. And I was putting that out to all the never Trumpers and the naysayers about President Trump who say things like, well, you know, he's too stupid to do this or he's too that. I'm like, really? So the guy that the Chinese call Uncle Trump, and with affection, by the way, and who the world seems to love, is a pariah in his hometown because of the left? Yeah, I think something's happening, folks. suddenly people are beginning to see that maybe Barack Obama wasn't the smart guy that everybody thought he was. President Trump, when he gets things done, it benefits America. And I think the left realizes this. And the fact that SNL turned its questionable wit in the direction of Democrats is significant, if you ask me. I talked about what President Trump's doing right now, traveling to Asia, trying to get rid of a $547 billion trade imbalance and to put short and fat on notice. That's Kim Jong-un. And Saturday Night Live found nothing to lampoon. Think about it. What a setup. He called the leader of North Korea fat. Short and fat. And the left could find that would be, normally they'd be talking about how unpresidential that is. And of course, the president couched it in the way of saying, hey, he called me old and I wouldn't dare call him short and fat, which of course is him calling him short and fat. And the left knows this. It's ripe for comedic humor and none of them took it. I haven't seen them. That's the biggest complaint by the left. He's not presidential. He's a terrible person. He's not in. Okay, he may be all that, but you didn't say anything about him. Saturday Night Live, who's been spending week after week with Alec Baldwin lampooning the guy. He's not presidential. Look, he called him short and fat. And they didn't say anything. I'm just wondering what's up. I mean, instead, Saturday Night Live lampooned a new, very old version of the Democrats. How's that even possible? Do you have any idea the level of permission Saturday Night Live comedians need to dump on the Democrats instead of dumping on Trump? That goes all the way up to Obama. And speaking of him, what influence does the deep state swamp rat of Obama, what does he wield over the American public, the American politics anymore? I say Obama is as relevant as the average D.C. cabbie. His opinions mean nothing. But the guy who set up shop in D.C., hired Valerie Jarrett to head his new operation, his anti-Trump operation, what do they have to show for it? They have a busted investigation, a flawed, busted investigation around the Russians. And President Trump, every single day, exposes Obama as the biggest fraud perpetrated on American society since Social Security. And for doubters, remember what Obama said, that Trump was going to need a magic wand for carrier? Do I need to remind you? That was just the beginning of the embarrassment of Barack Obama by President Trump. The economy soars. Record-breaking stock market. How many records have we broken now? Like 54, 55? Lowest unemployment rate in decades. Soaring computer confidence. America will have its AAA bond back within a year. We will have more money circulating through this economy. We have the biggest GDP growth in the first two quarters. Barack Obama never got to 3 in GDP growth. They're talking about 4 and 5, and Trump's done it twice. GDP growth twice over 3. What are you talking about? I know what I'm talking about. So when Barack Obama had the nerve to call Trump a BSer a while back, you remember that? Called him a BSer. Well, we know who the BSers are. Look, I don't care. You look, go connect the dots. Go look at the people that were anti-Trump and see where they are now. And then remember Saturday Night Live, who's been lampooning Trump week after week, month after month, just went after the Democrats. I got to leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.